If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, July 24th, it was sunny and humid in Chicago. I was working the early morning shift at station WGN. My guest's name is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. Just the facts, please, sir.
Now, you tell me that the most accurate police television show of all time was actually Barney Miller, right?
That's what I've always thought, yeah. I always thought it was the most, yeah. Maybe NYPD Blue came pretty close, but no.
I'm a Dragnet fan myself.
I saw the remake of Dragnet with Dan Aykroyd and
the movie's
and
fun.
Tom Hanks. I never saw it before. I didn't even know it existed.
Oh, Aykroyd was a huge Dragnet fan, and yeah. he has that Jack Webb
it was great.
Down pat. Well, every Friday at this time, we get some restaurant news and reviews from the lieutenant. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, the first one I have is it all came about because my wife Annie and I were talking about the closing of the Vienna Beef Factory, and we started talking about company stores that used to be around or are mm-hmm. they still around? And this one here, the Georgia Nut Company, was a place we took our kids all the time when they were younger. So I went to go check it out and see if it was still there.
Up in Skokie,
yeah, at 7500 Linder Avenue. And they, in a town where we have we invented the Frango mints and Fannie Mae and all that stuff, and Blommer chocolate, there's other places where you can go, and one of them is the Georgia Nut Company, and they have they make all kinds of different chocolate stuff, and they have nuts, and I brought like some cashews in, and I bought the chocolate, their version of the like chocolate truffle pack and stuff. And
yeah, those cashews, I mean, those, I can't stop eating them, and of course, of all the nuts, that's the least healthy, right?
That's what they say, yeah. But you know what? As soon as you start liking something else, that'll be the least healthy, I think. But they also have their version of M&M's and stuff like that. And one thing that's great about any of these company stores, if you can find a place that makes something you like and it's near you, most of them have company stores. You can always go there and get stuff cheap, like they have overruns or they, mm-hmm. however they do it. Like the cashews I bought was a fairly big bag that you would buy in a store, and they were like $1.99.
And those are usually really expensive.
Right, yeah, and they always have something. It changes week to week or day to day, even whatever they happen to be making. They always have something that you can buy in bulk, very cheap. They also make the best peanut brittle that I've ever had. So it's only one I like. It's the only time I buy it.
I didn't know about this Georgia Nut Company, 7500 Linder in Skokie. I love the idea of going to a company store like that.
Right. It's by Howard and Central, but it's back in there where all the factories are along the frontage road leading on the south side of the expressway.
And you can go in there now. They're open. You can wear your mask and go in there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you have to wear your mask. They're open until like 4 in the afternoon. They're open during the day. Very nice. And they have all their regular stuff too. So you can buy the regularly priced stuff that but along with that, there's always something that's part of the overrun or
like a chocolate malted ball that's not quite round enough to sell, and so they'll discount it.
And their malted balls are their biggest seller is.
Really? That's my weakness.
Right, yeah, they make the double dipped malted balls.
Oh no.
A lot of enrobed candy. I like the way the chocolate people call it, enrobed candy.
I would have to check that place out.
Good toffee too. English toffee.
So thanks for bringing in the cashews, and what's in that other box you brought
in? It's the assorted chocolate box that they put together, and I don't know, like the truffles sort of that's kind of like that, but they're all different assorted chocolates. So,
well, we appreciate that. By the way, before we take a break and then get to our restaurant review and restaurant news, I wanted to mention this while you were here, because I don't have to tell you that you don't get a lot of good stories about the police on the news, unfortunately, and that's the nature of news. We broadcast what's out of the ordinary, and it's out of the ordinary when there's something bad, and this story caught my eye out of Kansas City, Missouri. 7-year-old Allison young girl recovering from surgery at her home, she got a hold of an old cell phone to play with from her parents. And it was disconnected, but you can still dial 911 even with a disconnected phone.
Right.
Kansas City police say Allison called four different times and requested chocolate ice cream. An officer with the Kansas City police said she called once and hung up. She called back later saying she wanted ice cream and hung up. She called again, this time saying she wanted a cheeseburger and some ice cream. So Officer Stone and his partner decided it would be funny to take some ice cream over to the house. And they got a milkshake, took it to her. Her mom came to the door, and she was in total shock. Allison's mom and the police officers did explain that 911 is only for emergencies, but Allison is planning to write a nice thank you letter to the officers. Anything like that ever happen to you?
No. We get a lot of calls at the 16th District from people requesting us to do crazy stuff, but not for little kids.
I can imagine. In the northwest side neighborhood there, Jefferson Park, do they request it to bring them a super dog?
Yeah, well, you think. I don't know. I mean, that might, if some kid called up, I don't know. But we get requested to do a lot of stuff. But
I like that story, though.
That's a nice story.
Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department with our Friday food segment.
I'm sorry. Did somebody say free cream puffs?
What did you check out for us this week, Lieutenant?
I went to the Turkish Cafe Tea House, and it's at 2621 West Lawrence in the 19th District, and it was recommended by an evidence technician named Dino Demas, who is he works in a firearms lab. These guys, if you ever get a chance to take a tour of the firearms lab, it's really cool.
I'd love to see that.
They do everything from they shoot their guns into the water tank so they can get the rifling off of the bullets and match them up to crime scenes.
Interesting.
I mean, the real CSI stuff. Stuff, you know, and it is funny how it reminds you a lot of what's on TV. They can shoot a bullet in the water tank's only 3 feet, and it stops the bullet 3 feet of water.
And then what are they? Then they examine the bullet,
yeah, under a microscope, and they can tell what gun it came from and stuff like that. They keep track of it. They can even take a holster and see what kind of gun was pulled out of the holster, and they can match them up. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I went
off on a little policey stuff there.
I like that. So Mr. Demas, what's his rank?
He's an evidence technician. That's it's a police officer, but it's an assignment. It's like a detective. It's paid probably detective's pay, but he's more of a science, CSI guy. So.
And he checked out. He likes this Turkish Cafe Tea House,
right? So he recommended a Turkish Cafe Tea House, and it's a really nice little cafe. And my wife says that I wanted to go review it only because I get to say my favorite word ever. They have great baba ganoush.
It does feel good to say that. Doesn't
I love
it?
That baba ganoush.
Uh-huh.
Every time we go to any place with baba ganoush, I have to say it like 20 times, so my wife tells me to stop. But baba ganoush is a chopped eggplant, and it's like a little dip. It's it's really good.
They have, good with some pita.
Yeah, they have pita, and they have fresh hummus. Also, the same thing with pita. So they make these all fresh. And the guy who owns it, it was actually the one who welcomed us in. With the pandemic, I'm sure it's a family run business anyway. But it looked like he was doing everything, and very nice guy. And they have kofte. Or kofte, I don't know how to say it, K-O-F-T-E.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's minced beef and lamb in a patty.
Oh, yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, and I love that, too. I mean, you can get that at Greek restaurants. It's a little different.
Right.
Sometimes it comes as sausages. Sometimes it comes as patties. But it was really good, and they have this great combination platter I had with the kofte, skirt steak, chicken, dark chicken meat with rice, and all mixed together. It was great. Turkish coffee, which is really strong coffee in the little cups that you stick your pinky out and it
sounds like Cuban coffee.
Yeah, and you can sit there, and it's really funny with the music and everything. It really felt like you're sitting in some Turkish cafe, enjoying your little cup of coffee. And and also, I know I've said this a million times, it's 2621 West Lawrence. It's like all these little storefronts, and it's one of those places you drive past a million times if somebody didn't tell you to stop and it's got good food. And so it, you know, it doesn't have a big sign or anything. You got to look for it.
Turkish Cafe Tea House. I would think it's just a place for maybe teas and coffees.
And they do have tea. They do have tea and Turkish coffee. I'm sure that when people are sitting and just enjoying, you know, there's not a pandemic around, he probably does more business with the tea and coffee. But I went there to eat, so it was good food.
Do you eat inside?
They do have inside. They don't have any indoor. I'm sorry. They don't have any patio dining. It's all inside, and they only got a couple of tables. But they do take out, you know, because social distancing, there's only a couple of tables in the place. It's pretty small.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll get to our news at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's the restaurant news. We talked about this during the week. Were you a Calumet Fisheries customer?
Yes, many times.
Now it's sad to hear about this, huh?
Yeah, Carlos Rosas, the Calumet Fisheries ambassador, in air quotes I'm making there, is he died of COVID. And there, you know what? Normally, I don't really know him other than I've met him a few times. He's just one of these guys who's, if you know, you're around the city, you meet, they're part of the Chicago landscape. They somehow become sort of an ambassador for the whole city. He's one of these guys that talk your ears off about, you know, fish and smoking fish and the Blues Brothers. And I mean, the two times I met him, it was like a half an hour conversation while you're waiting for your food. So he's it's really too bad. You know, you hear stories about these people that they become part of the landscape of your life as you meet them, and even though you don't meet them very often, they're very memorable. Well,
Calumet Fisheries is very famous around here, and they're open for business, right?
Yeah, they're still open. I went there. It's been about 4 weeks, but they're still open. They do all takeout pretty much, but it's a great place to go in the summer to get some shrimp.
And even though it's a pandemic, you found somebody opening for business. We've got about 30 seconds. Fill us in on this.
All right. Well, let's start with the Boozy Night. The Boozy Nitro Ice Cream and Espresso, they're opening up. They make shakes with ice cream. And every time I hear kids talk about these days, Joe talking about how it's hard on his life. It's like, yeah, well, when we were kids, we didn't have, you know, booze-infused milkshakes.
Where is this place?
This is at, I'm sorry.
I can call a cop for directions if you're not sure.
1948 West North Avenue, and they're open 11-11.
All right.
So,
and you wanted to mention one other place quickly, or was that the one?
A bunch of them, actually. Oh, Wormhole. In the Margie's Candies. The Margie's Candies building, Wormhole opened up. It's a 90s-themed coffee shop. They actually have an AMC Pacer suspended from the ceiling upside down. So it's right there next to the Board Game Cafe, where we were talking about going out to dinner. And it's at 1953 North Milwaukee, the Wormhole Coffee Shop. I've been looking forward to this for months.
Okay, I know how you're going to celebrate the weekend. See you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.